Welcome to Kid Citizen! We're back for more, ladies and gentlemen, here on Kid Citizen, a production through the CLC of Bedford and Farnham. I'm your host and the producer, Holly Bailey, who also gets to coordinate the CLC. And this is one of our favorite student-led projects, bringing in active literacy and getting the kids' voices out to you all. This is in special thanks to Desjardins de la Pommeraye and Prix de Fondation. Without that, we couldn't do this. So thank you so much for supporting our kids' voices. So we got some more tales for you here from the Animal Club, Miss Kanzani's Animal Club. And we're going to start it off with Miss Kanzani herself, who was asked to accompany Leah Godet for her wonderful little tale. So let's get started.
Leah Godet. Okay, and you're in Miss Kanzani's class, and you've been working on a really incredible story?
Yes.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Nico and Marco.
Nico and Marco, are these elephants? Are they people?
They are two dogs, and there's one dog that is a bully, and there's Nico, and he will stand up to the bully at the end of the story.
Whoa, okay, I can't wait to hear this. Are you all set?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear your story.
Nico and Marco. One day there was a school called Dogling Elementary School. There was a bully named Marco. He always bullied Nico. Marco was gigantic and had two cane corso friends, but they bullied Nico too. They were mean and scrawny.
One day Nico was taking a walk in the dog yard. Then Marco came and said,
"What are you doing in my dog yard?"
Then Nico told him, "It is not yours."
"Yes, it is,"
Marco shouted. "Okay," said Nico, "I will leave if you stop yelling."
Then in the night when Nico was sleeping, Marco came creeping in his room, then drew a mustache on his face. The next morning, Nico said to himself,
"Today will be a splendid morning."
But what he didn't know is that he had a mustache on his tiny little face. When he went out of his room, everyone started laughing at him.
"What's wrong?" Nico asked.
"Well, I didn't know you grew a mustache."
"Well, what? I didn't."
"Well, you have a mustache on now."
Everyone started laughing even harder. Marco gave Nico a mirror. "Ah!" Nico screamed. "I do have a mustache." Nico ran to the bathroom. He tried to get it off. It didn't work. "Oh no, it's permanent," yelled Nico.
Yeah, duh, said Marco. For 2 whole days, Nico had a permanent mustache, and he was crying a lot, because everybody was laughing at him, and it was almost gone. Nico went to take some errands, and Marco went into Nico's room and placed a bucket full of slime above Nico's door. "Moo-ha-ha-ha," said Marco. "This will be funny." Then Nico came back. He went to his room, opened his door, and then
the bucket full of slime leaked down on Nico. "Glup, glup, glup." "Ah!" screamed Nico. "What was that?"
"Yeah, it's slime,"
said Marco. Nico had enough of all his jokes, so he decided to learn karate. So that Marco wouldn't bother him anymore. 1 week later, Marco came to Nico and said,
"Hey, little loser, you're as small as a blue Smurf,"
said Marco. Oh, yeah, are you sure about that? Said Nico. Then he flew up to Marco and kicked him right in the face. Then he woke up and said, "Oh, I wish that my dream was true." Then Nico went outside and Marco was standing in front of Nico and was beside his two friends and said,
"Hey, ugly Smurf, you're so small. Loser, ha ha."
"Can you please stop?" asked Nico.
"Why would I stop?"
said Marco. "I would not say that if I was you," said Nico.
"Why, loser?"
asked Marco. "Hiya, I learned karate, so you would stop."
Okay, I'll stop. Just don't hurt me,"
cried Marco. "Okay then, but I got one thing to say first," said Nico.
"Okay, what is it?"
asked Marco. "Doesn't matter if you are pink, blue, purple, orange, yellow, small, or tall. You don't bully," yelled Nico.
"Okay," said Marco. The end.
Woo! Fantastic! Way to go! How was that presenting your story?
Good.
You like reading?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you remind us of the title of your story?
Mm-hmm. It's Nico and Marco.
Nico and Marco. So how did you come up with these names?
We mostly thought of them at recess. It was very hard.
It was very hard. Yeah, that's a big deal to name your characters, these two special dogs. And how did you come onto the theme of bullying? Why was that important for you?
Because we wanted kids to learn that it's not okay to bully.
It's not. It doesn't make us feel very good. And do you think the person doing the bullying feels great about themselves?
No.
No, nobody feels good. You had some really nice visuals in there, like blue is a smurf, creeping in, the mustache. How did you come up with these neat visuals?
Because Marco was mean and we wanted him to do pranks on Nico.
Okay, fine.
Can you talk a little bit to Miss Bailey about how you find juicy words?
Yes.
To make your story better?
The word of the day.
What about it?
When we do that, there's lots of words on the board, and we can look at them. Instead of walking in his room, we did creeping in his room.
Exactly. And that makes it so much richer to use this amazing vocabulary. Then you can see it. When you write, do you see the scenes in your head? Do you see it going on?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the process of writing your story?
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Did you write this by yourself?
No. I wrote it with Marie-Lie.
Huh? Ah, Marie-Lie. Okay, Marie-Lie Cabana. And she wasn't comfortable with presenting today?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you enlisted our wonderful Miss Kinzani?
Yeah.
You did a great job. Anything else you want to tell us about your story or the process of writing it?
Well, it was kind of easy.
It was, yeah?
Yeah, except it was very long.
It is a long story.
Lots of, like...
Quotation marks.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't easy, especially the reading of it. So it's like you're doing a little play. I think you did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, you guys.
That was fun. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I enjoyed being your partner.
Yay!
So cute. What teamwork. Miss Kinzani accompanying the author herself, Miss Leah Godet. And Leah actually wrote that story with Marie-Lie Cabana. She didn't want to present, but we'll hear her thoughts and her process a little bit in the next interview when she showed up to support her friend, Bailey Lair, who brings us her tale now of the three best friends.
Okay, so we're in here with Marie-Lie Cabana. Hello, my dear.
Hello.
And we've got Bailey Lair. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Okay, so you're both in grade 3, 9 years old, and you didn't actually work on this story together, right?
Yeah. No, I worked with Leah, mm-hmm. but then I didn't want to do the interview, but I changed my mind, but she already did the interview, but Bailey didn't do it, and she was alone, so I decided to do it with Bailey.
You wanted a little support, a little help? Perfect. So you actually haven't read the story yet, Marie.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
So this is the first time. It's a surprise. Okay, so Bailey, this is your story, and you wrote it alone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's it called?
The Three Best Friends.
Can't wait to hear this. Okay, here we go.
One day, the three best friends were going for a walk in the jungle. And then the tiger saw a house. So Reddy and Tiki went in, but Ellie couldn't fit through the doorway. So Reddy got Butter to help Ellie slide through. But Ellie was allergic to Butter, so he got bigger and bigger. And now he is larger, so he can't fit through the doorway. Reddy tries to break down the door, but while he does, he gets a splinter in his foot. Tiggy went over to help Reddy get the splinter out, but it started to ooze out blood. And Reddy started to cry, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, how it hurts. So Tiggy got a bandage for Reddy. And after he calmed down, he stopped crying. Then Tiggy says, oh, it's raining outside. That rain can help us get you into our new house. Ellie asks, wait, what did you say? Our new house? We bought it, remember? You said we should buy it. Tiggy and Reddy replied, okay, just get me in there, you know. I hate rain, so can you try to do it faster? Ellie cries, sorry, we're eating lunch. We're on our break. We can help you after, said Tiggy and Reddy.
No, now, says Ellie. I need to go get it. Now before it done, and I know you guys are afraid of the thunder too, so help me get inside. Okay, we will eat our lunch after we help you so you can eat with us, but do not be mean to us, or we will keep you outside all night, said Tiggy and Reddy. Do not tell me what to do, oh Reddy. I thought you were a nice one, but maybe I was wrong for once, said Ellie. That's it. You are staying outside all night, right? Reddy says to Tiggy. Reddy was already sleeping. He was sleepwalking and broke the window. It shattered across the room and hit Tiggy in the foot, but he didn't get hurt. Tiggy put Reddy on the couch and asked me if he was okay. Reddy wakes up and asks Tiggy, what happened? It doesn't matter what happens here, says Tiggy. Tiggy shouts, but you need to tell Ellie, stop being mean to me, or he is going to be sleeping outside all night by himself. He is mean to me. For no reason, Reddy told Ellie to cut it, but he wouldn't listen. Ellie was getting mad and told them that if they didn't leave him alone, he would sell the house back to the original owners. Holy cow, this morning it's morning already, said Tiggy. I think we should all take an our nap so we can calm down and not be so grumpy, suggested. After their nap, they all got some food.
Then they went to bed for 2 to 10 hours. And when Reddy woke up and said, ah, then she said, it's just a dream. I'll go back to bed. Oh no, Tiki and Ellie got up. It's 12:30 a.m. I need my food before I go crazy, said Reddy. So Tiki and Ellie got up. I got it, said Tiki. You got a way to get me in there? Said Ellie. No, said Tiki. But I guess I could figure out a way for you to get in. But you have to get us
one king castle,
one chiwini, and a dog for you. We get to choose the kind of and the name. And okay, but only if you get me in by the end of the day, said Ellie. Yes, yes, we will, said Reddy, screaming. If you make me and Reddy get you in us, you get us puppies. Oh, and yours is a pit bull, by the way, said Tiggy excitedly. I got it. Do you see a ladder and a chainsaw out there? Said Tiggy. Yes, why? Said Ellie. Get the ladder and chainsaw and push it through the doorway, said Tiggy, at the same time as making eggs and bacon. Okay, I will. Anything to get me in our new house. I cannot wait until I get in for the first time. Wait, what are you doing anyway, said Ellie.
Do you want to get in or not, said Tiggy. Yes, why, said Ellie. Because I am going to break the wall down so it's big enough room for you to get in our new house, said Tiggy and Reddy. You are not breaking the wall down, but if Reddy says okay, you can, because Reddy is my best friend, said Ellie. Ellie wants to ask if I can break the wall down or else he will be a little mad at me because, okay, you can take the wall down, but tell Ellie before he gets mad at you. Okay, said Reddy. Okay, I will, said Tiggy. Are you ready to start cutting it down? You said no, Ellie, said Tiggy. Yay. But Reddy said yes, so it's okay, said Ellie. So Tiggy did, and Ellie got in the house and looked out the side of the house all day. Then the lights were flickering, and they all said, ah! And then they saw it. It was just Ellie, then Reddy, and Tiggy. The end.
Bravo! Thank you for helping out your friend. Good stuff. This is your story, The Three Best Friends.
Yeah.
So the three main characters, you had Ellie, Tiggy, and Reddy.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what animal each of them were? What was Ellie?
Ellie was an elephant.
Oh, Ellie the elephant. Tiggy? I can guess that one.
A tiger.
Okay, and Reddy?
A red panda.
Red panda. Did you choose all three animals?
Mm-hmm.
How come you chose these animals? What drew you to them?
The tiger is because it's my favorite. It's my sister's favorite animal.
Mm-hmm.
And the elephant I did my project on in ELA. And the red panda we learned about in one class. And that's what we got from Miss Benron Sykes.
Okay.
Because she wanted us to do it on Zoom, so we all chose red panda.
Cool choice of animals. Did you find any cool facts about elephants in your research project?
Yeah, they have to have a baby standing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. That baby must fall quite a ways to the ground. Boop.
Mm-hmm.
Plop.
No.
Cool fact. And you know what I found? You used some really neat vocabulary. Was that something you were focusing on?
Mm-hmm.
So I heard like flickering lights. That was really special. What else did I hear? Original owners of the house. I don't usually hear kids in grade 3 say stuff like that. What about windows shattering? Did you take a lot of time to find special words to use?
Yeah, because we found some in a book. Me and Miss Hattie were reading, and we found we found shattered. And flickering, it's because one night our lights were flickering, so my dad told me what the word was, and
good
I wrote it.
Good stuff. It makes the scene, like you can picture it. Could you see it in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And can you tell us one last question? What was your favorite part of the story for you?
When Ellie was in the house and he was making the light flicker.
That was your favorite part?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Those seem to be really nice, kind friends. Actually, I do have another question. What was it all about sleeping outside and being mean? Was that a theme you were exploring in your story?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
Because he's mad because he can't get in.
He was mad.
And he stayed up for 2 whole days. And he didn't get to sleep because he couldn't, because there was like animals going on him.
Okay. And did you solve the problem in your story?
Yeah, they got the house all condemned and then he could get in.
Perfect. Always a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to tell us about your story?
No.
I think you did a fantastic job, and thank you for being so brave to read it and share it with us. That was amazing. Okay. And Miss Mary Lee Cabana. Thank you for helping out. That was great. That was what a friend does. So, your story, Nico and Marco, we already read that.
Leah
was your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So, which animal was your character that you brought to the story?
A cane corso.
Cane corso. So, that's a type of mastiff dog. Oh boy, I had to look it
the
up.
The breed is a kind of mastiff.
Okay.
But it's a big dog, and it can be as big as Miss Heidi, as tall as Miss Heidi on his 2 back legs.
For real?
Yes.
That's pretty tall. Miss Heidi, who works here at the school?
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably 5'7", somewhere in there. That's pretty tall.
I got that dog from Mary.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Euro King Corso.
Why did you choose that dog, Mary Lee? Why'd you like it?
Because it's big, and also it's my favorite. And also, my brother, Isaac, always talks about King Corso.
Oh, yeah? It's a cool one?
The only idea I thought. And it's easier to talk about because it's a dog.
Okay. Nice. And why did you call it Nico?
Marco.
Oh, Marco! Sorry.
Because it matches with Nico. And Nico was the Leah's dog. And Leah's dog was a Chihuahua.
Okay.
But a big Chihuahua.
A Chihuahua. So you have... Can you tell me a little bit about your character, Marco? What was this character like? What was this dog like?
He was brown. Mm-hmm. He had dark, dark brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He had tiny ears.
Mm-hmm.
A tiny tail. And he was always standing on his 2 legs.
Oh, yeah? So he looked bigger? And what was he like as a... I want to say as a person, but as a dog, as a character. What was he like?
He was a bully.
He was a bully.
And mean.
Mm-hmm.
And also, at the end, he got a foot in the face.
Nico. He got a little kick in the face, like, shape up, buddy. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, a karate kick, right? Because Nico learned karate. Watch out. So why did you want
to... He was at Dublin school, and also, He had 2 King Corso friends, but they were also mean to Nico, and there was Crony.
So why did you want to talk about those themes, like bullying, being mean, or standing up for yourself?
So that little kids understand to not bully,
mm-hmm.
or else they could get in trouble, And also so that they know that bullying is mean and the people you bully always will get his revenge.
It comes around, right?
Yeah.
And what does it mean, like, to stand up for yourself? What does that mean for you?
What is that?
Like, so Nico went and learned karate and then kind of put Marco in its place and told him, like, this is not acceptable and you're not going to treat me like this.
He said, it doesn't matter if you are pink, blue, purple, small or tall, you don't bully.
You don't, because we're all different, right? But we're all really special. We don't bully. Actually, bullies are pretty much cowards, usually.
And stupid.
Oui, ça se peut, huh?
Et dumb.
Are you proud of your work, yeah?
Oui.
Oui.
Yeah, oui.
I think you did an exceptional job, and I'm so proud of you for being brave to share it.
At first, I wasn't going to share it.
I wanted to be partners with her because we did our math together today and yesterday, so I wanted to do it with her.
So are you guys kind to each other? You're nice friends?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw that today.
But sometimes we have a fight, you know.
But that's okay, right? Fight.
Yeah.
You had disagreements? Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. But not fights.
And then do you punch each other and kick, or do you?
No.
You talk about it.
Talk. No.
That's the way.
You talk.
It's okay to disagree, but we gotta talk about it. We don't punch and kick. That's for our bebés. Bebés and bullies.
Bye-bye, anyone who's watching.
Bye-bye, anyone who's listening.
Marie-Lee Cabana, along with Bailey Layer and her story, The Three Best Friends. And of course, you're listening to CIDI 99.1. I'm Holly Bailey here with the Kids Citizen series. And this show is out of Miskinzani's Animal Club. But you knew that. Next up, we've got Mr. FX, as in François-Xavier Lahaye, with his tale of two sillies. Here we go.
What's your full name?
François-Xavier.
François-Xavier Lahaye.
Mm-hmm.
And what do people call you?
FX. For François is for X, and Xavier is for X.
Okay. So. Very cool nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Okay, so you're 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What grade are you in?
Grade 3.
And you've prepared a really super-duper story for us? What's it called?
A Tale of Two Sillies.
A Tale of Two Sillies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't wait to find out why the sillies.
Mm-hmm.
I see a little cheeky smile. Okay, all set?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
A Tale of Two Sillies. Once upon a time, there was Doggy the Dog and Komodo the Komodo Dragon. They were so silly that they continued to get hurt. For example, when they went skateboarding, as soon as they started, they broke a leg or an arm. Crack! 4 weeks later, they were going on an adventure in a desolate forest, hiking in the middle of the forest, and finding an abandoned house. Doggy decided to go in it, and the door fell and made Doggy fly for a second and tumbled down the stairs. Doggy said, "I think I'm okay." Elmo replied, "Okay, I'm coming back. I'm getting McDonald's. What would you want?" Komodo yelled, "Chicken nuggets." "How many?" said Komodo. 10, said Doggy. "Okay, I'm coming back." When Komodo came back, he held an appetizing lunch. "Yum," said Doggy. "Is it okay?" "No, the floor is cracking," yelled Doggy. "Ah," said Doggy. Boom! Komodo was so petrified. Then Komodo finally realized he had to do something and build a ladder of chicken nuggets. Now Komodo was starting to get hungry, but he ate an appetizing lunch and was still hungry and ate the ladder of chicken nuggets. "I know what to do. I'm going to make it out of wood," said Komodo. "Oh, I forgot to do something," said Como. Oh, I forgot to break the door. Are you there, Como? Said Doggy after falling. Yes, I am, said Como. Boom. And Como put the ladder in place. And Doggy fell again and again and again. And finally got to the... And went to Benico and said to each other, we're never going in the forest again. Fun.
Whoa. Cool tale.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a dog and a Komodo dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what were their names again?
Como and Doggy.
Como and Doggy. Mm-hmm. Okay, how did these two become characters in your story?
The Komodo dragon was when we did something on Zoom at Christmas. Mm-hmm. We did like an animal project. We were gonna adapt an animal, but like not in real life.
Mm-hmm.
To like give money to save two that are in extension. And okay. I found a Komodo dragon. Then we did an animal project. It's called All About Komodo Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
So, we did that. Now, we did a story. Now, we had to have at least two characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, we already had one because we had to have the animal that we had.
Yeah.
So, I chose the dog.
Nice.
Because everybody was starting their story, but I was still on my plan to get an animal.
Oh boy, so you had to hustle.
I was hesitating about a gecko.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a dog, or an owl. But
okay.
I just said to myself, I'm just going to take a dog.
Perfect. So the silliness and the theme of silliness,
mm-hmm.
Why did you want to write about that?
Because I wanted my story to be the silliest as possible.
Okay. And how do you feel it worked out?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I read it to grade one and two. They were laughing like at the ladder of chicken nuggets and...
Yeah, that was really
going
creative.
Going to McDonald's.
What was your favorite part or your funniest part in the story that you liked the best?
The other, when the doggy failed... And Como did the letter of chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And when he realized he had to do something, because I thought it was a game, but he didn't know it was like a problem.
Okay, good work.
So.
You used some big words like petrified,
mm-hmm.
and appetizing.
World.
How did you find all of these?
Because almost every day we have a new word that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like hurled, it means to toss hard.
Okay.
Like.
To throw something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have one like that almost every day. So now we had to, it's not an exception, you had to. Use at least three, and I use more than that because I had like petrified, appetizing, and hurled, and many others. So.
Yeah, it really bumped mm-hmm. your story up to a new level. Okay, is there anything else you want to tell me about the writing process or your story in general?
At first, I had no idea what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when I had an idea, I typed just at the end,
mm-hmm.
and everybody was already started. They were all like at the middle, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't start it yet. So I did that. So now when I was done my story, I was at illustrations.
Okay.
I'm really good at drawing, so.
That part was easy for
you.
Yeah,
I did three each day. And
Jeez.
In total, I like have 7.
Oh, yeah?
But it's not on my computer.
On your computer.
Because
okay.
I dried it by hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's at home. Also, I finished first because I'm really good at drawing. I love drawing.
Okay.
And it was a good day to do it because it was an indoor recess. Now,
perfect.
Now I worked on it. I did one more illustrations. Then I had a gym and another class of VLA. Mm-hmm. So that's when
you
I finished.
You caught up. Okay, yeah. You persevered. You didn't give up.
Mm-hmm.
And you made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And are you proud to be sharing your story with all these people on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
T'es pas gêné?
Non.
Bravo. Bravo. Okay. Thank you so much, FX. That was really cool.
And dog is an American bulldog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. So now I can envision it. Cool. See you later.
Bye.
And that, of course, was FX Lahe with his special tale. And you are listening to
Miss Kanzani's Animal Class.
The grade 3s and 4s of Farnham Elementary were busy writing and researching these animal tales that really turned them into a community of writers. And we got a couple more tales here for you. Next up, Tommy Poulain and Jules Lessard.
Okay, so we have a partner duo here. We have
Jules and Tommy.
Okay, so you had to pick some characters for your story.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what your title might be. What's your title?
Sharky's Pool.
Sharky's Pool. So I'm thinking there might be a shark in this story.
Yeah.
Do you have another main character?
A fox.
Oh boy. Who picked the fox?
I did.
Okay, Jules picked the fox, and Tommy, you picked the shark?
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk more about that after. All set?
Yep. Sharky's Pool. Once upon a time, there were two friends named Phonix, who was a fox, and Sharky, who was a shark. They lived on Mars in a small country called Akum. Sharky was in a pool playing with a ball. In the pool, then Sharky tried to bite the ball, but pow! He bit the pool. Then Sharky was shaking in his boots, so was Phonix. Phonix was trying to fix the pool with duct tape. It did not work. Then he tried to fix the pool with glue, but the water came rushing out.
They went to Clemson. There were no pools for sale. Then a guy named Justin knew a guy that sold pools. His name was Sphere. Sphere said that he could buy a pool for $999.99, but they only had $250. They needed a job to buy the pool.
Then Sphere asked if they needed a job. Yes, but what is the job? Said Sharky and Phonix. The job is to work at a pet shop, said Sphere. Sphere's pools were colossal. They really wanted it. They were working night and day. They were tired of working. They were working at the pet shop. Sharky was hungry and there was a bunch of tropical fishes. Then their boss yelled, "You're fired!" They need a new job now. But they realized they had $5,000.
They went back to Clippison to buy the pool. When they were at Clippison, it was closed. The next day, they went back to Clipson and bought the pool. So they went back home, enjoyed the rest of the day, and Sharky squealed, "Cannonball!" Splash! After that, everyone was happy.
The end.
The end! Fabulous, you guys! That was so creative! Did you enjoy writing this story? Because I see your eyes sparkling and big smiles.
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What did you like about it?
I like the imagination that we had while writing the story.
Mm-hmm. Like you could see all these images in your mind and imagine what it would look like.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Jun?
I like when, like you said, he guzzled a bunch of tropical fishes.
Yeah, I love your picture. Maybe we'll have to take a picture of that for everyone. So Sharky jumped in the tropical fish tank and had a snack.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you got fired, right? You can't eat the merchandise you're trying to sell. It's like working in the grocery store and you're like, I'm just going to help myself to some cookies and chips. And yeah, it doesn't work that way. So how did you come up with the whole plot, this idea of the pool, and then they bit the pool?
Well, the idea of the pool thing was Jill's idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Jill. And then I think it was me that said about the eclipse in.
Right, that they had to buy a pool and needed a job.
Yeah.
Oh, but goodness. And I like how you decided to have them work at a pet store. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with that?
We just searched, like, in there. We didn't know what to do. And then there were pets.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, like, a pet store to...
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good idea.
Well, it makes perfect sense because they're two animals too, right?
Yeah.
You can't put the fox in charge of a school.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could. Whatever, it's your story. Okay, so how did you come up with your names? You have Phoenix Fox. How did you come up with that?
Well, I searched in my mind and I... there's a game that I have and in the game his name is Phoenix.
Okay. And then Sharky, I kind of can guess why he's called Sharky.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Hippo or something.
Hippo.
Hey, Hippo. So your writing was really interesting with the shaking in his boots and the colossal. Mm-hmm. That really gives me a lot of images. Did you really put a lot of effort into that part of it?
We spent like a month on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a month and a half.
This is a big process you went through. How do you feel now looking at this story, hearing you read it and presenting it to people in your school? How do you feel about your work?
I feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel great.
You feel great about it?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going to be on radio, so your family can tune in and actually hear the authors, which is you guys, read their story. Cool stuff.
Thank you, Jules and Tommy. What a great, great tale. And if you'd like to see some cool artwork, we invite you to go to CIDI's Facebook page. And we've posted a Kid Citizen portrait of all the kids with their stories. And you can see some of the pictures. Just the artwork was great. So last up here on our hit list for Miss Kinzani's Animal Club, we've saved a really great story for last. This is Logan Evans, accompanied by Lydia Mayo.
Okay, so excited to hear your story. Who can tell me the title?
The Sloth and Red Panda.
Okay, let's introduce the authors. Who are you, my dear?
Lydia Mayo.
Okay.
Logan Evans.
Okay, and you're both in what grade?
Grade 3.
Grade 3. Are you all set?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You co-authored this story?
Uh-huh.
You wrote it together?
Uh-huh.
Okay, take it away.
There was a sloth named Lazy, a red panda named Reddy. Lazy was hungry and sleepy. Lazy reached to get a leaf, but there were no leaves left because Reddy stole all the leaves.
Reddy ran with all the leaves, but all you can see is Reddy's tail going away. Lazy was getting down slowly down the tree. Lazy went so slow that the wind gave a flash costume.
Lazy put on the costume and he went, "Zoom, I will catch you," said Lazy. Then Reddy hid behind a tree. Reddy peered behind the gross tree. "Ew," said Reddy, feeling the water of the tree.
Lazy ran by the tree without seeing her. She dashed to the next tree. Lazy's costume did a lightning bolt, and the lightning bounced off the tree and went at Lazy. Boom.
Lazy fell on the wet ground. Lazy's eyes were closing slowly, and he could see somebody on top of him, and a bucket with water fell. Ouch! Then there was no more spark. He was dizzy because of the bucket.
Reddy was 2 miles away, but Lazy saw a tail that was gray. He thought it was Reddy, but it was not Reddy. Lazy ran to the costume shop. It was only 2 towns away, but it
was not far for Lazy. 99 hours later, Finally, I am at my stop, said Lazy. Lazy got a hunter costume. He made a trap to get ready. Reddy took a step and went in Lazy's trap. Then Koali came, and Koali said, come on the tree with me. Let's share. Reddy said, do I need to? Yes, you do. End.
Bravo!
Thank
you. Awesome! How do you feel about your story after writing such an amazing story? Logan?
I don't really know how I feel about the story. Like, it's a good story, mm-hmm. and I like it, but I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay. Do you feel proud?
I feel proud of it.
Okay. Perfect. And you, Lydia?
I feel very proud.
Very proud, and I see a big smile. What makes you so proud about your story, or what elements do you find so awesome?
Is that I mostly did everything.
Hey. Oh my goodness.
Hey. I did all the drawings.
I colored them.
Okay, that sounds like a partnership. Nice.
My favorite animal is the sloth, and Lydia's is the red panda, so that's why we decided to name it the sloth and red panda.
Okay, and I love that the sloth is called Lazy. That's kind of like what the sloths are like, right? They move slowly. And then the panda's called Reddy. Mm-hmm. Because?
He's ready to move.
It's a red panda, ready to move. Okay, so you have two opposites there. Someone who's ready to go and the other one who's kind of like, vroom. Why did you choose that, or how did you work with those two?
So how we decided to pick these two characters is because I love sloths, Lydia loves red pandas. So we decided to name our story The Sloth and Red Panda, and we base it off our two favorite animals, the sloth and red panda.
And we made the sloth be Lazy because his name was Lazy. And sloths are usually lazy and very sleepy. And we try to make the red panda very, very crazy because she moved a lot in the book.
So they're kind of opposites, eh?
Uh-huh.
Totally opposites. And were there any themes you were exploring in your story?
Themes,
kind of like subjects that you were talking about. One that came up was sharing that I wrote down.
Oh.
Is that something you were exploring?
Uh-huh.
In what way? Like, how did you talk about sharing?
Like, because at the end, Koali said, come and share a leaf with me. So, Lydia actually got that idea, and we decided to put it in because it'll teach kids how to learn to be nice to each other, like share, be kind. This has two purposes. Sharing and be kind.
They kind of go together, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And these illustrations. Tell me about your illustrations. They look pretty cool.
I made them by myself.
She drew, I colored.
All
yeah,
right.
But
okay.
Almost at the end of the class, he left. And I did it the whole recess, even after lunch.
Hey, that's not very nice.
You technically left.
Yeah, because it was recess time.
Oh boy, I'm feeling the sloth and the panda. Do you guys have anything else you want to tell me about your characters, or?
No, we don't know really much about our characters. Like, we have no more to share about our characters.
Okay, you, Lydia?
No, but I just know they're both super crazy.
Super crazy in their own special way. Nice. And I liked the way you used your language, like feeling the water off the tree and the lightning bolt. How did you come up with such creative vocabulary or way to answer that? Lydia?
Well, I was thinking, and then I wanted to make the story just a little bit with something. So I had an idea, so I made a tree. And lightning bolt got out of a Flash costume.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it was very
and
easy.
I got an idea from the word of the day wall. The word
Ooh.
Of the day wall. So alliteration, onomatopoeia. Like run, pew, pop.
Okay, how to make things more visual. How to make it more interesting for the listener.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I think you guys hit this one out of the park. Way to go. Anything else you want to tell me?
Well, they live in a wet, windy jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Because sloths live in the rainforest where it's wet. And red pandas mostly live somewhere where it's cold, so a little wind would make it a little cold.
Oh.
They both would have their own environment mixed together.
Oh, so you made like a kind of compromise there.
Yep.
Way to go. I really like that. That's a way to share. Nice. Okay, thank you so much, Lydia and Logan. That was an amazing story.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Logan and Lydia, and to all the kids who participated in Miss Kanzani's Animal Club. It took a lot of bravery to share your stories with us, and we so appreciate hearing the authors read their own tales. So do catch the next episode of Kid Citizen as we go behind the scenes with the wizards themselves and hear how the writing process came about. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Kid Citizen here on 99.1. I'm Holly Bailey of the Bedford Farnham CLC, wishing you a great, great day.